Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Steve. It's 2:37.
Never forget you in my prayers. I never have a bad thing to report you. My picture on the wall.
What are you doing here there, Ms. Garris?
Well, this is Belle and Sebastian that I'm playing, and they'll be playing Pitchfork on July 20th. Same day as Isley Brothers.
Yeah, so July 19th, Haim and Mavis Staples, Earl Sweatshirt, Jeremiah, Sky for a bunch of people I'm not even going to try and pronounce. July 20th, the Isley Brothers, these guys, Belle and Sebastian. July 21st, Robin, that would be the one you would go to, right?
I might, yeah.
Whitney.
Charlie XCX.
Dreezy, Tasha. Black MIDI, Flasher, etc.
IBE.
Yeah, I saw that and wasn't going to try that one. So the three-day passes this year, $175, single day, $75. Pitchfork Music Festival's lineup just announced today. It's 2:38. So do you remember the other day we were talking about how some people want to block the seat from going back in front of them on an airport, that there's a gadget that you can buy? I was thinking a little bit of that because I got a different gadget sent to me in the mail, and it was sent by a local guy, a Chicago area guy, who developed something called the Bev Ledge, and this is something else you could take on an airplane with you. And it's, you know, this is what it does. It's a little tray that sits into the groove by your window. So if you have a window seat, there's a little gap between the window and the fuselage of the plane, and you can stick its little wings in there, and then a little plastic tray comes out, and then you can put your beverage there. There's a place for your phone. There's a place for your buds. There's a place for your
Is it plastic pen, or is it like hard cardboard?
The guy who invented it is named Michael Coleus, and he's sitting right here. Okay. What's it made out of, Michael? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me so much.
What is that? Is that plastic?
It is a plastic at this time, but it's very interesting that he brings that up because that is possibly in the works for a disposable version and environmentally friendly even more so.
Oh, I see. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
So that's this thing. And the thing is, when I first saw this, right, I'm like, okay, I think that's a good idea, but I got a million questions or concerns. Mm-hmm. Like, at first I thought, is this thing going to be sturdy enough to hold my beverage? Well, Steve, you got to come down here. In fact, Elif is videotaping this. He brought in an airplane window to demonstrate it. He was the only guy walking down Michigan Avenue today carrying the side of an aircraft with an airplane window. Is that a real airplane window?
It is, actually. It's from the graveyards.
Pick one of those up.
I actually had to go south of Phoenix in between Tucson and Phoenix where the graveyards are.
Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing what you see there.
Go to Phoenix and just be a tourist and go to the military and commercial airplane graveyards. It's stunning what's all out there. So you go, hey, I need a window.
Yep.
What one of those bad boys run?
And especially somebody with me with the passion of flying and aviation, it was something to experience.
How much that cost you? $1 million?
About 500.
So why do you have a passion for aviation?
Well, ever since I was young, I've always flown. I fly a lot. I created business flying. So I'm definitely a frequent flyer. And one of the biggest problems is this day and age, you're getting less and less room for more and more money on your flights. And I was like, how can we utilize this space, especially being in business and needing to work?
Yeah.
And when you sit down and you fill up your tray table and you have nowhere else to put your things, especially with your laptop open, it's very difficult. So I said, how can we solve this problem for
people?
Plus,
when you have the tray table that comes down from the seat back in front of you, first of all, if that person's moving around, anything on there is jiggling. I keep thinking that I'm going to have my beer there, and they're going to move, and it's all going to go flying. That's never happened to me, but I don't know why it hasn't happened. Secondly, it's not. There might be a little indentation for your cup, but not much. There's nothing to hold it. your thing on the window, it actually nestles into a little sleeve. And
it's
it
actually a support structure, is what they say.
It's kind of a three-dimensional thing.
Definitely supports your belongings, including your cell phone and your drinks.
The airlines allow you to manipulate the space that way?
They have been very interested in it. And every flight that I've taken, it's been very inspiring to see how people react to it, especially the flight crews. I've had pilots come up to me, actually bring me into the cockpit saying, don't leave the plane. Yes, that's exactly what they said. And I laughed. I said, well, let's start from, you know, from one spot and go from there.
Maybe the airline attendants appreciate it, because at first I thought, oh, I can just see them. You know, there's so many rules and we're all trying to just behave these days. If somebody starts setting up their gear, I can see them saying, but in a way, this would be advantageous to them because you're better able to get up and down and not spill your drinks.
It reduces spillage, keeps the cabin cleaner.
Yes.
And one of the biggest things that they do like about it is it does not prevent any sort of problem with exiting in case of an emergency, because it's not in your way. Even just getting up and going to the bathroom. I've always thought, you know, where do I put my drink? And I'm like, you know, I used to put it in my shoe. I mean, what else do you do? I did not want to spill my drink.
First of all, you're not supposed to take off your shoes.
Okay. I never knew that.
There's two kind of people in the world, those that take off their shoes on the airplane and those that don't.
Okay.
You do.
I guess I'm one of those.
I guess I slip mine off, but I wouldn't walk socked up and down the aisle. You do. I think maybe there's more of you than there are of me. So
ever since I had the Bevledge, I haven't had to.
Right. It's a moot point now. So you've again, Elif took video of this. Elif, where are we going to post the video so people can see what we're talking about here? Where are you going to post the video?
Well, it's already on Instagram now, and then it's going to go up on Facebook later after the show.
I'm WGN King John on all social media, so if you're on Insta, you can see what we're talking about. Elif just took some video and put it up, and then where else are you going to put it afterwards? On our Facebook page?
Yes.
On the station page?
Both the station page and your own page.
Okay, so like WGN King John or WGN Radio on Facebook to see what we're talking about. And this guy, Michael, has developed this locally. Are you an inventor? Have you come up with other gadgets and whatnot?
I have a design background. So this is a result of my creative design and entrepreneurial drive, my fascination with air travel. And I'm very proud to say that this product is not only just made in the USA, it's originated and created in Chicagoland, just like I am.
Where do you guys
I love this city.
Where are you guys out of? Where do you operate? You probably operate out of your basement. I mean, this is kind of a cottage thing right now, isn't it?
Out of Chicago and a couple of the suburbs, the near suburbs, yes. It's all created and made here, made in Chicago.
It's called Bevledge.
Yes, Bevledge.
And it's a little plastic. When you get it, it's just like flat plastic, but then it folds out into a sort of clicks into place, and then the little wings go into the groove between the window and the side of the airplane there, and it fits right in and then sits there, and it's amazingly sturdy and functional.
Exactly. So it's very simple but effective.
What's the bill on one of these? What does it cost me?
$14.99.
$14.99.
For a one-time investment, which I've had mine for 5 years, ever since I started this project, and it's virtually indestructible.
That is, you've had it for all those years when you started the project.
Yes. Flown with it all those years.
How long have you been able to, how long have you been selling it?
It only came out since December. So it's new on the market. It's a brand new travel accessory. That's why I'm so excited to be able to announce it. And
is it in stores? Is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. You can purchase it today on Amazon for $14.99.
Search Bevledge?
Yes, exactly. And we have a full website, bevledge.com, if you'd like to see any more information. We're also getting into promotional products. I think corporations are really interested in printing their name on it.
Logos on it.
Exactly.
Hello.
Yes, exactly. We're looking at that route. I think it's a great idea, and I'm very excited. It's very.
Have suitcase companies approached you?
Yes, that's one of my ideas, because it fits into practically every carry-on bag that you could carry on. It's so portable. It's so portable. It's so easy to carry.
This should be an accessory with the bag.
Exactly. Exactly.
Said me.
Luggage companies are definitely a great idea.
Hey, if you're a luggage company, give us a call. 312-981-7200. Bevledge.com.
Correct.
I want some of the action.
All right.
All right, not. So, the thing slides in there. What about the different kinds of airplanes? What if I'm on a jumbo jet or a smaller jet?
It works in majority of almost every large commercial aircraft, which is a lot of commercial jets.
Yeah, right.
Yes, 95%.
So the cup slits in there, the phone slits in there, pen. I suppose you lay awake at night thinking, oh, I could do this. I could change it around that way. This, if I can do this, what else could I do?
Oh, people come up with all kinds of things. You can put your sunglasses on there. You can hang your eyeglasses, sunglasses.
I've usually got a book, magazine. You know, I'm a big reader, and so I'll always have something to read. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are watching, though, the screens now, aren't we? We're watching movies on airplanes.
But somebody posted the other day on I believe it was Facebook, what they were utilizing it, and they stuck their rolled up newspaper in the back of it, between the window.
Actually, that would
which is
work.
Creative.
Or I could roll up my magazine and put it in the cup holder because it's kind of deep. It would go down that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are creative. They'll come up with their own creative ideas.
You could put an orange there, too, now that I think about it, if you travel with oranges. Well, okay, so this is called BevLedge, BevLedge. It's a new product on the market. So if you know somebody who's a traveler or a frequent traveler, I guess this would be at least worth checking out by Plain Smart Pro. This is your company, Plain Smart Products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great, unique gift for any airline traveler.
Yeah, I just want to come up with some more stuff. I want to come up with some more ideas.
Me too.
What do you think about keeping people from sitting their seat back and hitting the other person in the knees?
It's getting more crowded on each plane, and you know the fees are going up. That's why this is such a great little accessory to have for just a one-time cost. You're going to have it for many years and many flights to come.
There is a gadget that keeps the person from being able to put their seat back.
Yes, there is. I'm not fully aware of it, but I think they did. They did. Some people did have a problem with that.
I think you should have one of those.
Yeah.
Don't invent that. Don't come up with a better version of that.
Yeah, that's right in the aisle way, too. That's actually...
Okay, how about this? What about you do something where when I do put the tray back down in front of me, it's got a little grid around it or something I put on there that makes that more functional? Because right now it's just a surface that stuff can slide on.
There's certain reasons why the airline does that, but that's the great thing about the BevLedge. It is strict. It's really, truly out of the way. It's in space that's really just found space. It's not being used.
Okay, here's another argument we have on airplanes.
Yes.
What do you say? You've got the window seat, which means you control the window and the light coming in for that area of the airplane. Who should get to control that window shade?
Well, just so you know, the shade can come down and function just like it should.
Ah.
It does. It will shade still. It rests right on top of the BevLedge, which is perfect.
So up or down, it'll still work?
Absolutely, yes. So that's really up to the person. I've seen people in the middle seat, a mother in the middle seat with the child at the window who loves to sit at the window, and they both use the BevLedge, and when they both have to get up to use the washroom, they both have a place to
put their stuff.
So it's not just the window seat. It can be for you and a companion. It could be
that's right, because Brenda and I, we're usually traveling three across on that aisle. And so if one of us got, would you hold my drink? Would you do this?
Exactly.
You got to rearrange all your stuff. You can just set it right there.
Uh-huh. It gives you more options, especially even for the middle
I think
seat.
This is a going thing, Michael. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want to pass along? Text has just poured in. John, have you ever taken this to Shark Tank?
I have not yet. I've been...
We got a guy coming on
many,
tomorrow
many people
who went to Shark Tank.
I'm not there yet. I just hit the market.
Well, this is
it.
Yeah, let's go to Shark Tank.
I'm looking forward to it.
But, I mean, do you need them? Because you've already got the product. The only thing that I guess would offer is capital, right?
Exactly.
So have you gone to a bank and said, hey, I need $75,000 to make more of these or get it in stores? I need displays. How does that go?
I hope those problems arise. I would like to meet Lori. Lori lives here from Shark Tank. That would be a great person...
Which Lori? Cochran or Corcoran?
No, Lori Rainier from Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
She's a Chicago, I believe, Chicago native, so, or she's living here. I've always thought about Shark Tank.
Look at this. John, I bought one of these BevLedges on Amazon. My husband travels a lot. It will arrive on Friday. So that's either a brand new customer or somebody who's had one previous to your coming on. I'll bet that's a brand. You should advertise on this radio station.
Yes, that's great.
They're very expensive. John, please explain what Pitchfork is for this baby boomer. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with you. Pitchfork's a concert.
Yeah.
Is it Union Park in Chicago? Pitchfork is a concert. Okay, well, good luck to you. I so appreciate you making the effort to bring the airplane window with you and setting it up and showing us. Again, Elif took the video.
That's great.
So if you want to see what this local entrepreneur is up to, it's on my Instagram page. I'm WGN King John on Instagram, and we'll also put it on our Facebook pages here at WGN Radio a little later on. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
I think that's a good price point, too, by the way. Yeah. I think you could have charged $29.99. Yeah. It would have been worth it. But, you know, let's get it out the
door.
It'll
last for years and years. And you know what? There may be a disposable option. It might only last once or twice, but this one will last many years.
Yeah, I mean, the one we're talking about right now for $14.99 is a durable plastic.
Practically indestructible.
It's very thin and lightweight, though. I think you've actually constructed that really well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Appreciate it.
All right, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. It's